I tabled the motion yesterday requesting that the Donegal County Council resurface what's called the Mina Ball Road. So it's a link between two Gaeltacht schools, which is one is in Strathenmore and Glendone, and the other is Ballinamore secondary school over there by Funtown. This is a link road that links from Glendone out through the forestry, which I will add as a county road, back out to VNR 250 on the top of Mineroy. So listen, the reason I tabled this motion is because I have been approached by families, by residents in both areas, by the principals of both schools and teachers that are very concerned in relation to the enrollment of both schools in each area, both Glendone and Ballinamore. Well, they feel that this is a crucial link, should it be resurfaced, the Mina Ball Road, to help boost the enrolment of both rural schools. And as we know, Donna Marie, this last number of years, rural schools, you know, they are getting it hard to keep numbers up. And I'll give an example there of Garmskull Koala. Since 2012, their enrolment was 288 students. That is reduced now to 2025 to 91 students. I mean, that's a very hefty loss in enrolments over a short number of years. So what I have asked is that the council resurface this link road, and in turn, it's the opinion of both schools and the residents and bus operators as well, my dad, that should this road be resurfaced, that it would help increase enrolment and would entice more students to enrol and go to both Gaeltacht schools, both in Strathenmore, and continue on to the secondary school in Garmskull Koala. So listen, the council did come back to me with a response that it would take an excess of somewhere in the region of 360,000 to resurface this road. And we're not getting enough funding within the municipal district, and particularly in our rural areas, to carry out these works. And, you know, I totally understand that, and that's something that I was very firm in telling both schools and the residents on this road. But I feel that if we've done this on a step-by-step basis, year in, year out, you know, that eventually we could get this road resurfaced. And what I've requested now is the Donegal County Council write to both the Minister for Education and the Minister for Transport, outlining the reasons that I gave at yesterday's meeting on behalf of both schools in Strathenmore and Garmskull Koala, to help get a specific budget put in place to have this road resurfaced. I also requested that there could be an opportunity there as well for Donegal County Council to engage with Culture as well, as this road does go through Culture-owned lands and forestry. So I think, you know, there could be an opportunity there that Culture may come on board as well and put some funding towards this as well. So listen, I'm hopeful now that going forward that the council's going to do everything in their power to try to secure funding for this road to have it resurfaced in the not-traditional future.
Because there's a bigger picture that needs to be looked at here. In one sense, it's a Gael school. It is promoting the Irish language, and it's the language needs to be supported within Ireland. And as well, if enrolments drop, the schools will inevitably end up having to close, and that's jobs on the line.
That's you're 100% correct there, Donna Marie. I mean, we have Leona Litchie-Cannon there that's doing great work there as well, promoting and trying to, I suppose, if you like, keep our Irish language intact and keep it strong and promote it as best we can. These two Gaeltacht schools, as both national Irish-speaking school in Strathenmore, and the secondary school, Garmskull Koala, is also a Gaeltacht Irish-speaking school. Well, a school of which I attended myself and my dad and done my Leaving Cert through Garmskull Koala, a fantastic school. And, you know, the teachers and the principals in both schools, you know, they're very willing, they're very supportive of their students, and they want to see the best outcome for them going forward and into the future. And, you know, they're very passionate about their own native Irish-speaking language, you know, and that's fantastic. And I feel going forward that as a council, we should be doing whatever we can to help keep our Gaeltacht language going and keep our culture strong here and Donegal, particularly within our Gaeltacht areas. So listen, It's something I'll be keeping a very close eye on behalf of the bus schools, the residents and the bus companies going forward, to try and ensure that this road is resurfaced and that funding is secured. And as I said, Donna Marie, you know, it's vitally important that the enrolment of rural schools, that we do everything in our power as a council that we can, through government, to try and increase the enrolments year on year going forward, rather than witnessing the decline that we've seen now over the last number of years. So, listen, I'll be keeping the pressure on. I know my colleagues are in support of this as well, and Donegal County Council have assured me that they will write to both the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, and the Minister for Transport, who is now Darragh O'Brien, to seek, I suppose, if you like, a special funding for this road going forward, and try to get at least parts of it done in the coming years. And I'd be hopeful that we'll try to get this over the line as quickly and as soon as possible.